Cece Coney, Under Angels' Wings.
The stories that follow are taken from the autobiography of Sister Maria Antonia, which she wrote under obedience as a Franciscan nun in Porto Alegre, Brazil. She grew up in the town of Santa Vittorio do Palmar. She was born on the 4th of April
in the year 1900 to John Coney, a captain in the Brazilian army, and his wife Antonia. I was given the name Cece Coney. Growing up, I lived the life of a normal child. I went to school, played games, and I loved sweets. A normal life, and yet, seen from an unusual perspective. You see, I was privileged to see, hear, and touch a common, absolutely normal, but hidden part of everyday life, a guardian angel. I first saw my guardian angel when I was 5. Not yet knowing who he was, I simply called him my new friend. And as the years passed, I grew to better understand the role this new friend played in my life. His mission was to lead me safely through the perils of this life so that I could save my soul. He truly was, in every sense, my guardian. Countless times he would come to my aid, and often in ways and at times when I least expected him.
Cece? Has anyone seen Cece?
No, Mama.
Stop, you'll miss
her. Would you two finish packing lunch?
At the age of 12, I was sent to a friend of the family's.
I think I saw her out back.
Here. I'll get her.
They were always planning pleasantries and outings.
Pass the basket.
So I was not surprised when,
I'll carry that.
One warm
Where's
day, my friends were brimming over with excitement and activity.
So, Mama, where are we going?
On a picnic and swimming.
Yes.
Really?
We're going to the waterfall.
Here, the waterfall? Where is that?
Ah, Cece, there you are.
Nope, there
we'll
it
be
is
leaving any minute now.
Before long,
hurry up, hurry up.
The little caravan had set off. When we got
Look
there,
look at the waterfall.
It's a beach.
It wasn't long before little huts were constructed for people to change into their swimsuits.
Whoa.
Cece, I have your bathing suit. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's your turn.
Coming.
Don't throw
I
that.
Hurried towards her when, very suddenly, I stopped running. My new friend's arm was in my way. At that moment, I felt very strongly the presence of Jesus and his very strong desire that I did not go with them.
No thank you, Mrs. Naya.
What?
I changed my mind.
Cece, child, everybody's going.
I know.
Now, tired. You'll be fine.
Well,
it will be fun.
But
you'll be the
I
only one not to.
No, Mrs. Naya, I really do not want to change or go swimming.
Despite her insistence, I was persistent.
I'll just wait here.
Well, never mind.
And watched come as
on
my friends
yes,
ran and skipped along towards the water.
Come here!
And then, a strange thing happened. My angel, all this while beside me, stepped in front of me and blocked my view.
Stop!
For the entire time that my friends danced and swam, I couldn't see anyone. Instead, I saw what I perceived to be the extended wings of my new friend. From that day on, whenever he felt it necessary, my guardian angel would extend his wings to protect my innocence. It happened generally when I was watching something, like a movie or a play. It could be for scenes at a time, or sometimes throughout the entire story. And all the while, his holy hand would rest upon my shoulder. I cannot tell you how important his desires, even his feelings, were to me. He would express them too. And if he was ever upset, especially at me, it broke my heart. But when those eyes smiled, nothing in the world could dampen my spirits. And sometimes, in fact, it took only the thought of that smile to compel me to do the right thing. One of the strongest examples of this was when I was 15.